free UCLA Anderson MBA essay samples. The Anderson School of Management was founded in 1935 and belongs to UCLA. The following MBA essays were written by ARINGO MBA candidates who got accepted to the UCLA Anderson School of Management MBA program over the past few years. Read these free Anderson MBA essay examples to get a sense of what they are looking for at the Anderson MBA program. Contact ARINGO MBA admissions for help with your Anderson MBA essays. To read more about UCLA Anderson School of Management, visit the Anderson MBA page. See below some UCLA MBA essay samples from MBA applicants. Sign up for a free consultation. Submit. UCLA Anderson MBA essay example number 1. Question. Please describe your career progress since you last applied and ways in which you have enhanced your candidacy. Include updates on short-term and long-term career goals, as well as your continued interest in UCLA Anderson. 750 words. In the long run, my ultimate goal is to co-found a company in the field of new media devices. Anderson's specialized career path training directed at engineers, with options both for moving up and moving out, makes it an ideal program directly matched with my background, education needs, and future career plan. The fact that my career path is pre-modeled by Anderson's program, and Anderson maintains a consistent ranking as one of the world's best programs for entrepreneurs, make me confident it will set me on a successful path to achieve my goals. My short-term goal is to seek a U.S.-based position as business development manager in a company such as Sony or Apple in a business group with a technological orientation in new media or mobile devices. I look forward to leading the entrepreneurial initiatives and innovation such a position requires. Here I would be responsible for locating undeveloped market areas and creating innovative business models for new products. My plan is to stay with this company for 4 to 5 years, fulfilling at least one other position in another business group, as I would like to broaden my knowledge of the markets more quickly in order to move on to pursue my own entrepreneurial venture. Eventually, I hope to return to the high-tech industry in my country and work to found my own company. My interest in pursuing management and marketing aspects of software development was sparked during my student job at WeFi when I participated in WeFi's team's impressive marketing efforts for the product release. Since then, I have worked as a software engineer in 2 leading international companies to solidify the technological foundation necessary to support my goals. I know that if I relied solely on my engineering training, I would probably be able to advance to the project and even product management, but I will need an MBA if I am to advance to the highest management positions, eventually starting my own venture. At this point, I am eager to gain the specialized business training that Anderson's MBA could offer me to help achieve my goals. One of the biggest attractions of Anderson is the Applied Managerial Research Program, which is unique in its breadth and extent. This level of real-world training would provide an opportunity to meet with industry leaders that can help launch my career and gain experience in the operational workings of a large U.S. company while still in school. I believe this experience will offer me a serious edge over graduates of other programs who will not have this training when seeking my first job after graduation. I am excited to see how the required electives for the engineering and technology management career path address the exact skills of technology and project management and product development I will need for my post-MBA positions. Another big attraction is the significant role that the Price Center plays in Anderson's program and how it could offer me key insights in the area of entrepreneurship. The unique opportunity to consult entrepreneurial firms for 6 months, and the amount of extracurricular activities it offers, which is unparalleled to any other center in any other program, make me sure that I could gain skills and knowledge of new venture management that I know I will need in order to eventually start my own company. In addition, Anderson's entrepreneurship orientation would give me a distinct advantage utilizing the alumni network to forward my plans for my own future venture. Being a part of a network where many of its members are or were trained as entrepreneurs is a benefit other programs can't offer. It would assure that in the future I could consult and cooperate with people with similar goals who are more likely to have direct experience in areas that I will be working in myself. Finally, I am eager to be a part of a program that emphasizes creating a supportive open community. I know myself to make friends quickly, and working in cooperative environments has always made me achieve the best results. I spoke to MBA 2010 Eric Waldman, who assured me that at Anderson team play really shines both in and outside of the classroom, which I connect with as a core value in my own life and which I know will support my professional skills and assure a high-quality social experience. Amongst the activities offered by the Anderson Student Association, I will naturally join the Entrepreneur Association, but I am also looking forward to joining the Anderson Public Speaking Club as I was a passionate debater during my undergraduate degree. Also, I am excited about the opportunity to finally learn to surf. It's easy to see why Anderson's MBA offers an advantage on so many important points for me, and I look forward to leveraging all of the advantages to help me achieve my future goals. UCLA Anderson MBA essay example number 2. Question. What is something people will find surprising about you? One thing people will find surprising about me is that I played rugby in a team and was even pretty good at it. I'm 5 feet 5 inches tall and weigh 140 pounds, so people are usually surprised to hear I played such a physical sport, but for 3 years during high school I played for the city team, I always opened and I never missed a game. Though I was never the fastest or the strongest, I have always been considered a good player. Thinking about my days playing rugby, what I remember most is how much I enjoyed spending time with the team. We were a close group of friends, and I think the team patriotism and companionship were what gave me the motivation to excel. I played as scrum half. I was agile and could give a proper tackle, but I think my most significant part in the team was building the team's spirit. I'd motivate on difficult matches, make sure we were sportsmanlike when we were winning, and always keep a fun atmosphere during practices. My friends used to say I never give up. Indeed, every time we took the field, I felt there's no way I'll let any of them down. Playing with the team, I've suffered from a brain concussion, torn muscle, broken teeth, and up till today my shoulder makes a ticking sound, but I always came back to play and gave it my best. In our first season's last game, seconds from the final whistle, I stopped with a diving tackle an opponent player from scoring a try. We lost miserably that day, but my friend and I still reminisce on that tackle, the tackle that got me invited to the national team. I trained with the national team on several camps. Unfortunately, when finally our first international game arrived, a friendship game against the South African team, I missed it because I was accepted to the military's flight academy and was enlisted to the army before the match. Though disappointed by the unfortunate schedule, one learned that my experiences with the team have prepared me well for my time at the army, and I soon found myself playing similar roles with my fellow trainees as I did with my teammates. UCLA Anderson MBA essay example number 3. Question. Describe the biggest risk you have ever taken, the outcome, and what you learned in the process. 500 words. Insomnia. I couldn't sleep. Earlier that night, during my weekly poker game, I learned that a neighborhood nightclub is closing down after suffering losses. The sense of opportunity kept me awake. Jaded, I got out of bed, made 2 phone calls, and started writing my thoughts. A few hours later, the paper was filled with ideas and calculations. The plan. At 9 a.m., my friends Dan and Alex arrived. The sight of breakfast I prepared seemed to erase their crankiness from being woken up earlier that night. We then started reviewing my plan, establishing a new nightclub. My friends were skeptical. How will we finance this? Asked Alex. I'm not sure this is worth losing our regular jobs, said Dan. I then took the notes I made and presented my rough business plan. This involves taking a chance. I believe we can make it work, I said. Later, while washing the dishes, I wondered whether getting into business with friends was wise. I remember feeling good. I'd rather pursue such adventure with trustworthy friends than with strangers. The pitch. Next, we met with the venue's owner and negotiated a cost and profit sharing method. Now we could set a date for the launching party and divide responsibilities amongst ourselves. Diving in, I was in charge of sponsors and public relations. I realized every endorsement meant less money we'll have to invest. I approached a beverages supplier and negotiated a deal. In return for him sponsoring our invitations, we printed a picture of a drink he promoted. I also persuaded my sailing club, a diving club, and a flight school to give out lessons as prizes as endorsements, and initiated an opening night raffle to attract more people. Next, I established a public relations team. I only wanted to hire people who believed, as I did, we're going to do something great. I hired 35 people, created groups, and appointed team leaders. We brainstormed PR strategies together, such as a membership card. With the help of team leaders, I guided our PR staff, monitored and coordinated the distribution of posters and invitations. I also oversaw the forming of our guest lists and helped negotiate special birthday deals with clients. Opening night. Finally, opening night came. We expected 400 people to arrive, but more than 650 came. Our revenues totaled nearly $9,000, and we made a profit. I was incredibly proud of our team. although I quickly realized I didn't enjoy working in the nightlife scene. Now that my initiative was running, my friends could continue without me. For the rest of the season, the club was at full capacity of 1,100 people. Epilogue. In retrospect, taking this risk was an invaluable experience that taught me much about launching a business. I learned that working in teams motivates me to excel and gain more confidence in my abilities to lead people. I realized that thoroughly planning ahead can reduce much of the risk, but creativity, resourcefulness, and teamwork are crucial in solving problems on the go. UCLA Anderson MBA essay example number 4. Question. Describe your short-term and long-term career goals. How can the UCLA Anderson experience add value to your professional development? 500 words. I am driven by challenges and the strategic thinking it takes to solve complex problems. In my role as a naval officer, facing challenges, real-time complications, and inefficient mechanisms, I was known for initiating solutions that would soon after be adopted by the entire fleet. For example, after noticing dozens of liters of the oil spill to the port every week, I devised an idea to resolve the mechanical problem, keeping the water clean and saving tens of thousands of dollars in purification costs. I identified and solved several similar issues during my service. All won approval from the head mechanical officer and were adopted by the rest of the fleet. My passion is problem solving, and therefore I plan to join a management consulting firm following my MBA. The Anderson School of Management seems like a natural fit, providing the education I need and holding values similar to mine. First, I believe in teamwork and achieving success by collaborating with others. For example, I created a rotational program on the ship, placing soldiers in another platoon so they get to know their peers better and understand their tasks, which improved both atmosphere and efficiency significantly. In addition, I believe that success requires creativity. During a sensitive secret operation, a system failed, and while the experts from our base told us it was impossible to repair, I came up with a temporary fix to complete the mission undetected and safely return home. To prepare for this step, I would pursue the consulting specialization at Anderson, which will allow me to hone my basic skills, such as decision-making and situation analysis, and focus on my interests in changing organizations' effectiveness. One of UCLA alumni I spoke with recommended courses such as Global Supply Chain Management with Professor Caro, where I will learn to integrate statistics, marketing and strategy, with an intuitive and creative perspective, as well as insight to outcome, with Professor Worster, whose past experience as a senior managing director at the Boston Consulting Group brings valuable lessons to any aspiring consultant. In addition, the Amr Consulting Project will provide hands-on consulting experience. Also, he told me how instrumental the MCA will be as I practice case studies, prepare for interviews and navigate through networking events. I am especially excited about IPT, and the collaboration students demonstrate even while applying for the same jobs. I look forward to helping classmates, like I did when playing chess competitively, initiating training sessions with my teammates to prepare for tournaments. After a few years, I strive to join one of the many growing startups in LA. I hunger for change and believe that joining a startup, after gaining experience in strategy through consulting, will fulfill that need and benefit a small startup. Anderson's focus on innovation, with programs such as the new Anderson Venture Accelerator, and the Summer Accelerator course, and university-wide opportunities like the UCLA Venture Capital Fund, will be great for me to make this transition, as they will allow me to explore startups in school or as an alumnus surrounded by creative ideas and supporters. In addition, exploring Anderson's alumni network made me realize how strong the connection is among graduates and how helpful it might be. After visiting the Anderson campus last summer and talking to another alumnus, I realized how much the atmosphere and the club activities are what I need to help me explore more while in school. I want to take part in extracurricular clubs such as the soccer club, the outdoor adventure club, and the C4C charity organization. I have always participated in sport, especially soccer, and looked for options to help the community by volunteering. For example, I organized annual food collections with my Navy platoon, and I would like to utilize my skills in organizing activities for C4C to help Anderson win the Golden Briefcase. I also have extensive experience teaching kids how to play and compete in chess, and since I noticed a chess club doesn't exist yet, I would want to start one and open it up both to business students and children in the community. I think that Anderson provides an optimal balance of academics, social atmosphere, and real-life experience, which is a great way to prepare me to achieve my goals while also enriching the social and professional circles around me. I hope to bring my own unique contribution to the diversity of Anderson, while I gain new experiences and perspectives, surrounded by incredible peers and professors from different backgrounds. UCLA Anderson MBA Essay Example Number 5. Question. Describe your short-term and long-term career goals. How can the UCLA Anderson experience add value to your professional development? 500 words. My interest in wearables started 4 years ago. A passionate jogger, I found myself stuck at a performance plateau and thus purchased a Suunto running watch. The device's real-time feedback revealed that my pulse was extremely high while running. By incorporating exercises into my training regimen that lowered my heart rate, I was soon able to shave minutes from my result. I was hooked. Moreover, I understood that wearable technology has the potential to impact the everyday life of millions. My long-term goal is to establish an Internet of Things, IoT, company that specializes in creating wearables, from sports to health accessories. Towards this goal, following my MBA, I intend to work as a product manager at a leading company that specializes in the application side of IoT such as Verily Life Sciences or Fitbit. I believe that my past experiences have prepared me to be a successful PM. In the Air Force, I drove innovation and led teams to implement new technologies, including a prototype that I invented. When I heard that my unit intended to upgrade its communication equipment with new equipment, I decided to work on enhancing the equipment we had so it could support the new features required. Not receiving support from the division at first, I decided to work in my free time, persuading a few of my soldiers to work with me after hours. We faced many challenges and worked for a month until we were able to create a working prototype, which we presented to the squadron commander. The commander loved it and gave me the support I needed to continue the project and develop the final product, which then was created for the rest of the equipment we had. Ultimately, saving the unit thousands of dollars it planned to buy the new equipment. I developed core components in the Snapdragon chip, located at the heart of billions of mobile devices, and collaborated with engineers from multiple countries. Since my promotion to core leader, 18 months ahead of schedule, I have led teams of engineers, working on tight delivery deadlines for multinational projects. My daily work on the Snapdragon for wearables chip involves solving the IoT's most fundamental challenges, improving power efficiency and developing connectivity standards. The design work I do today won't be on the market for another 2 years, putting me in an ideal position to navigate the development of the most advanced devices since I know what would be the advantages and drawbacks of the devices which would be on the market in 2 years' time. I believe that at this point of my career, an MBA from UCLA Anderson would be the next best step in order to achieve my short and long-term goals. Anderson's core curriculum would help me deepen my theoretical knowledge in marketing, finance, and management. Additionally, I am interested in the numerous elective courses that will help me take my skills to the next level. In technology management with Professor 4X, I will learn strategies to market and manage new products in the technology market. In people in organizations with Professor 4X, I will develop softer skills such as influencing people without authority, an important skill every product manager ultimately needs. I would also like to participate in the NAP Venture competition where I could refine my business ideas in wearable IoT tech while collaborating with my classmates. Finally, to broaden my perspective on the industry, I plan to take a leadership role in the Onder Tech Club and to leverage my connections at Qualcomm, headquartered in San Diego, to bring experts to the school. Leveraging the Silicon Beach location, I plan to create events focused on IoT, arranging a speaker series with industry experts, such as Kevin Ashton, who coined the phrase, the Internet of Things. This will enable my classmates and me to deepen our knowledge of this emergent and fast-growing field that will affect the way we work, connect and live in the future. For all of these reasons, together with Easton Certificate in Technology Leadership, I am confident that Anderson is the best program to support my future goals. UCLA Anderson MBA Essay Example Number 6. Question. Describe how you would contribute to the UCLA Anderson community. 250 words maximum. My parents are in a decades-long land dispute with our government and a real estate company that may end with their eviction, along with hundreds of others, without compensation. 4 years ago, I organized and led a campaign to try and change public opinion in our favor. This experience taught me that successful teamwork happens only when communication channels remain open and people feel free to express their ideas. I aspire to use these lessons to motivate my fellow classmates at UCLA Anderson. I find that UCLA's emphasis on sharing success and driving change aligns perfectly with my career goals. I aspire to disrupt archaic industries by incorporating aspects from relevant, technologically innovative ones. At UCLA, I aim to combine what I've learned about communication and teamwork with my career goal to expand the entrepreneurial ecosystem on campus. As part of the Entrepreneur Association, EA, I plan to develop roundtable discussions that encourage students to disrupt industries that are not commonly regarded by the average entrepreneur. Each session will focus on a different industry and attack its conventions. I will seek cooperation from faculty of courses like Market Assessment Principles to amplify session productivity with EA students. Using my background in process analysis and my experience with dynamic social work environments, I envision using these sessions to stimulate cross-industry cooperation and future initiatives. I plan to bring my collaborative mindset and interpersonal skills with me to UCLA and use them to open minds and enhance teamwork and communication within Anderson's community. UCLA Anderson MBA essay example number 7, question. Describe your short-term and long-term goals, 150 words maximum. In the last 6 years, I participated in energy-related investment projects that generated more than $21 million for my company. However, finding suitable investment targets has become increasingly difficult. Facing resource deterioration and policy change, energy-related companies often need solutions beyond capital to regain growth momentum. I have therefore decided to switch from being an investor, who makes assessments and focuses on short-term returns, to becoming a change agent, who offers solutions that can create far-reaching impact. Eventually, I aspire to be a C-level executive of an influential Chinese energy company, accelerating the industry's search for new growth models. To better prepare, I want to first join the Greater China team of a consulting company like Deloitte Consulting, post Anderson, to broaden my horizons and hone my problem-solving skills. In 3 to 5 years, I aim to join the internal strategy team of an energy company and work my way up. UCLA Anderson MBA essay example number 8, question. Why is UCLA Anderson a good school for you? 150 words maximum. Anderson courses like Tools in Analysis for Business Strategy can complement my finance background so I can offer cross-discipline solutions to my future consulting clients. I want to gain hands-on consulting experiences in the AMR program, and strive to join the Anderson Strategy Group. With a desire to initiate changes through methods like restructuring, I am excited to learn from practitioners like Professor Worster, an ex-BCG consultant who has extensive experience in restructuring program development. I can also see myself actively involved in the Energy Management Group, bringing executives from my network to activities like the Energy Innovation Conference and gaining insights that can help me get closer to my long-term goal, making a difference in the energy sector. In addition, the collaborative culture of Anderson attracts me. I was impressed when student ambassadors told me that even students competing for the same job will support each other. UCLA Anderson MBA essay example number 9. Question. Describe your short-term and long-term career goals. How can the UCLA Anderson experience add value to your professional development? 500 words. Down here, we run by the rules of Mother Nature, the owner said. I was sitting in the ski-in bar in Bombay Beach, a speck on the map of Southern California. His words struck a deep chord, and still come to mind often, particularly during a later semester in San Diego, expanding my knowledge of California's progressive energy policy. Sites like the astonishing Ivanpah Solar Electric Generating System in the Mojave Desert overwhelmed me. The more I see of man's potential to impact the environment, the more my responsibility to the rules of Mother Nature grows. This is where I see my future. In the short term, I hope to join the business development team of one of LA's innovative energy startups, such as Romero Power, with its groundbreaking battery storage technology, or the Strategy and Integrated Planning Department of SCE, led by Anderson alumnus Stephen D. Powell. Long term, I envision launching my own green energy business in Israel. We are big in cleantech and innovation, but there is so much room to grow in sustainable energy performance. I have gained some of the skills I will need through the practice of law. Advising technology and energy clients have taught me to deal with entrepreneurs and international investors. Gathering together law clerks from many courts to petition HR for additional benefits, I expanded on the leadership skills I developed in the IDF, commanding a squad of military paramedics. The incredible privilege of impacting the future at Israel's Supreme Court has honed my problem-solving, analytical, and teamwork skills. My work has also crystallized my aspiration to create a more direct impact, lead projects, and make strategic decisions. This change in career direction is the only way forward for me. I know that to thrive as an entrepreneur in a highly competitive market, I still need finance and management tools, enhanced leadership skills, and an extensive network of professionals to bounce ideas off and partner on my vision. I believe UCLA Anderson is the best place for me to attain those skills. So many courses, business and environment is just one example, are tailored to my goals. I'd be thrilled to learn with Professor Magali Delmas. Her research on corporate sustainability will be invaluable. I know Elad Azule, 16, was right when he told me that LA is the place to be in cleantech, with access to internships, industry leaders from both giants and startups, and the network I will need. In the Energy Management Group, one can't wait to learn from and connect with like-minded classmates and visionaries in the industry. Further, I hope not only to benefit from Anderson but also to contribute, enriching the community I first visited in 2016 by taking on a leadership role in impact at Anderson and IDEA. The greatest threat to our planet is the belief that someone else will save it, Robert Swan. An Anderson education will equip me to take on that threat, to drive change toward a better, cleaner, energy future. UCLA Anderson MBA essay example number 10. Question. What are you passionate about and why? 300 words. Scuba diving mesmerizes me. I am humbled by how quiet, yet teeming with life, it is underwater. I have always been passionate to hear the voices of those who cannot make themselves heard and speaking up for them. This is the passion that led me to law school and then to the International Human Rights Clinic. Drafting a report to the UN recounting the horror stories that African refugees seeking asylum in my country have experienced on their long, grueling journey to the only democracy in the Middle East, I felt honored to help make their voices heard. Empowering minority and disadvantaged students to succeed in vaulting a huge hurdle, succeeding in their first year of college, I gave them the tools to make their own voices heard. One of the students I tutored is of Ethiopian ancestry, and the first in her family to attend university. Though she struggled at first, after long hours spent at the library together, she not only finished her first year, she graduated with honors. Attending to each and every voice, not only the loudest or the clearest, is what guides me today while working at the Supreme Court. Every day I am reminded anew of the people who don't have the means to hire an attorney. It is my responsibility to make sure that each and every litigant is treated equally before the law. My passion is also dictating a shift to the next step in my future, preserving the planet we live on by promoting the use of cleaner, sustainable energy. During years of diving all across the globe, I have seen enormous reefs which were once magnificent turning gray and dissolving. I want to assemble the skills to stand up for the largest entity of all that cannot be heard, planet Earth. UCLA Anderson MBA essay example number 11. Question. How have recent events influenced the impact you would like to make in your community, career, or both? 250 words maximum. Seeing an increasing number of children in India engage in strenuous activities to earn a living instead of returning to school made me realize the extent of the irrecoverable impact the COVID-19 pandemic has on the underprivileged. Only in India, over 70 million people have been pushed into poverty. As someone who overcame poverty and domestic abuse to become the first in my family to graduate from college, witnessing multiple domestic violence cases, especially towards women and children, made me realize that education is the solution. I decided that my long-term goal would be to lead a transformation to make education cheaper and more accessible. A recent increase in edtech companies has demonstrated that technology can be the key to providing universal access to education. Prior to the pandemic, I joined CSR program to lead math and science classes in communication and time management workshops to enhance employability of girls from the toughest neighborhoods of Mumbai. At the pandemic's beginning, I joined an NGO with a mission to create an equitable and inclusive environment for the differently abled. I leveraged artificial intelligence to develop algorithms that enabled the real-time translation of English sentences to Indian Sign Language and spent the last 2 years perfecting these algorithms. As a result, I helped educate over 1,000 students and employ over 150 students in the top tech companies. I am looking forward to collaborating with Impact at Anderson to create a sustainable edtech business and achieve my goal of increasing access to education in countries with limited resources. How can you improve your UCLA Anderson MBA essays? Aringo's experts can help you present yourself best. Will you get in? Try our admissions chances calculator.